what, me and you, or just, you know...
Oh, I get so ill, and I get... I just run some of that oxygen, and my head's hurting, and my eyes are burning.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd be allergic to that stuff.
Definitely.
And I could just almost hit that man in the mouth. But I haven't.
You know, my doctor, he's the same way. My, you know, just general practitioner doctor.
Uh-huh.
And he says that there's this chemical that if you give yourself a shot of it, then it'll make you throw up just immediately.
Uh-huh.
Just immediately. And he says that he's been tempted, you know, whenever he's around somebody who's smoking,
oh,
give himself a shot, you know, where the guy can't see it, and just throw up all over him. And then say, I'm sorry, but it just always does that to me.
He's my kind of a man.
And a person would never smoke around you again.
He hates you like I
do. Yeah.
I think it's the most hateful.
Well, cure somebody.
There's so many things that it does. If I know a pretty girl, and she's never, I don't see her smoking, but if she puts a cigarette in her mouth, she becomes hideous looking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm telling you, that's the way it does me, up here in my eyes and my thoughts. And she destroys herself as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I don't know what she does that with anybody else, but I'm a person. I got a right to say how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Whether anybody else ever looks at it that way or not.
My next door neighbor used to smoke when they first moved in, and then she got pneumonia a couple of times, and because of that, she quit. And she and I are pretty good friends now, but I told her the other day, I said, we would never have gotten to be good friends if you hadn't stopped smoking.
See, there, I don't meet many like you in that doctor.
Well, she used to come over to my house and fill it up with smoke, and I just hate it. Oh,
when
made me so mad.
When people come and smoke in my car, without asking me, I roll a glass of down. It takes days and days to get that over out of
there. Yeah, and it gets in your hair. It
gets in your hair. I'm allergic. And I hate it too. But here's the thing. I've asked people why they smoke, and they never give me no answer. You ask one of them. You ask one, he'll never give you an answer.
That's right, yeah.
But how can he stand far that close to God's body? God don't want us to burn ourselves up.
I never thought of it that way.
Well, you're putting fire. That's what destroys, you know, fire will destroy anything. No other science knows what fire is. You know that? They've never understood what it is. You set something fire, it'll just keep going. And what it's doing, they don't know what it is. They know it's fire, but they don't know what makes it work.
Yeah.
Well, why put, I think fire is Satan.
Hmm.
I think that's Satan.
Huh.
See, he destroys everything.
It all adds up, doesn't it?
And when you take that fire and get it that close to your body, and pumping that old hot stuff down in here. My brother smoked all his life nearly, and his skin was full of nicotine all over his body. Just come through his skin.
Oh dear.
Just brown, you know. They say your lungs is the most horrible thing where I see your lungs.
Yeah, they say that.
They're coated solid black, just like a...
Have you ever seen those pictures?
I've seen some.
Ugh, gross. Really gross.
But why does anybody smoke? Well, that's a question. Why? I said, I'm happy. I don't need that. All I need is food and water. Why do I want to put that in me when I'm already happy? What does it do to me? What are you looking for? What are you searching for?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And once you smoke, see now, here's another thing. Cigarettes is not pure tobacco. They put dope in there to make you crave that thing. It's a habit.
Yeah,
thing.
It's addictive. Uh-huh. And they want it all the time.
And after you get addicted to it, I imagine you and I.
It'd be real hard to... quit.
They say it's hard to quit, but I'd say it's quit. And another thing, you see a woman, she's real thin. See, average person, grown person, it takes about 20 to 30 pounds of weight off of you or me.
Uh-huh.
I'd be 30 pounds lighter if I smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think of that. Some people smoke to keep skinny. I said, no wonder you're so skinny. Look what you're smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And this doctor will tell you that. You ask your doctor how much weight an average person will knock off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, 20 to 30 pounds.
And then they're afraid they'll gain weight. Well, some people do, because something to their hands, and they, you know, they gain a bunch of weight when they
I've been weighing over 200 pounds. 20 years. And don't feel like I weigh 100 pounds.
You don't weigh over 200 now.
Oh, gosh.
You do.
I weigh more than any prize fighter.
You know,
I'm just hard, solid.